Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week 9 of the high school football season, the final night of the regular campaign as teams gear up for the sectional coming up a little bit later on. The Castle Knights fresh off a 42-7 win over the Central Bears this past Friday night will now turn their attention to the Memorial Tigers in their regular season finale. Head coach Doug Hurt will join us when we come back on the Castle Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Cruise and Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners, they got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruise and Wash, they're in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show, head coach Doug Hurt joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, Dan. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Well, thanks, as always, for a few minutes of your time. Final regular season road game this past Friday night out at Central Stadium. Running clock in the second half. You guys had a big second quarter, scored 4 times, 35-0 at the half. Ended up winning 42-7. Just some final thoughts on the win over Central this past week.
Well, you know, I think we stepped up and played a little bit better after the week before. I think also, you know, anytime you get a conference win like that, you know, you feel good about it. And we had seen that they had given people some problems, and so went over a little bit paranoid. And luckily our kids were locked in, and we did have that big second quarter and were able to get some guys in the second half. And that hopefully plays to our advantage as we head towards sectional time.
All right, so offensively, certainly some issues up at Jasper the week before with turnovers, especially in the red zone, that all kind of combined, you know, for the outcome of that football game. But how did the offense look this past week against Central?
You know, I think it was a lot cleaner, Dan. I think obviously you can look at the stats and see that the turnovers were reduced and or eliminated. I think Bowden played a lot better. I think our offensive line was better up front. We ran the ball well. I think there was a lot to be happy about, but, you know, you never get too high or never get too low in this league because your fortunes can change pretty quickly. So trying to move on and improve this week and, you know, give Memorial a football game.
Well, the Central Bears, we talked about this going in last week. I mean, they've got some athleticism at the skilled position players. They've had a couple of different quarterbacks in. But, you know, looking at their offensive production, just 120 yards, and your defense, other than maybe a few quarters or maybe a specific game real early in the season back in August, I mean, this defense has been playing some pretty good football here this last month.
Yeah, I think so, and you know we've pitched a number of shutouts, which is always good. But I think, kind of like talking about our offense, I think you got to find some consistency. We came out flat in the first half against Jasper, which I'm not sure how that happens, but we didn't tackle very well. Needed to play with a little bit more emotion, and when we're playing well and we're excited and guys are hopping around, you know, congratulating each other and playing with a lot of fire and energy, we're pretty good. You know, as we tell our guys pretty frequently, when we don't do those things, we're just a bunch of little guys that are going to get teed off on. And so, you know, we're looking to, you know, increase productivity in terms of takeaways. I think that's going to be a big thing down the stretch for us. Can we take the ball away from people? You know, that's an area where we haven't been great since a little bit earlier in the season. And so trying to improve, you know, still fundamental things, gap integrity, run fits, tackling, and takeaways. I think if we can play it just a little bit more consistently, we're on the verge of being pretty good.
We'll come back with more of this edition of this Castle Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. Plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. And mouth-watering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show, week number 9. During this segment, we'll continue our conversation with head coach Doug Hurt. Well, Doug, obviously now through 8 weeks, team sitting at 6-2, and we'll talk more specifically about Memorial in our final segment. But as you talk about, you know, it's mid-October now, and you've got to keep the mistakes at an absolute minimum. Just overall, kind of your thoughts on this year's team and where you are right now heading into this final game before you turn your attention to the sectional.
Well, I think we're a gritty group. You know, Dan, I've been impressed with our guys. I've been impressed with the leadership. That's been a consistent theme. You know, we really haven't had bad weeks or even a bad day of practice. The guys come, you know, day in and day out, you know, wanting to get better. They want to be good. They want to be coached. They're invested in what's going on, and I think that's huge. Now, we've talked about the headwinds we faced with injuries and things of that nature, and you can't control that. And they've, you know, been great at controlling what they can control. We've been a little bit inconsistent, which I'd like to see improve. But, you know, you start the season and, you know, we're playing, you know, the run of the conference. And, you know, sometimes you can get away with, you know, not beating yourselves. Well, when you get to, you know, a Memorial who's 8-0, Floyd Central, who we're going to open with in the sectional, and then if we were able to find a way to win that game, you're probably looking at the mighty Huskies. You know, I think that you have to beat people, you know, and that the kind of nature of that changes a little bit. And so, of course, eliminating mistakes is important, but as you get into the tournament and late in the season, we always end with Memorial, you know, you're going to have to do things to beat people as well as not beat yourself. And so the stakes are a little bit higher. The level of competition kind of increases. And so we've got to be able to elevate our game to meet that challenge.
Well, the thing of it is, Doug, I mean, obviously it's kind of a long season, but everybody you talk to now is like, man, where did this season go? Where did the seasons go? But, you know, you get through September, kind of the dog days of the season, so to speak. You kind of get through fall break, and now you're back into a normal routine this week. And then, as you said, I mean, with being a Class 5A school, you always get that week off. But it's just got to be an exciting time right now for these young men and the guys that are coaching them with so much at stake just each and every day, let alone each and every football game.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case. You know, it's a long season, and, you know, one thing that, you know, 20 years as the head coach here has taught me is that it is a marathon, not a sprint. You know, you think about starting in June or the last couple of days of May, and you're practicing 4 days a week, you're traveling to camps, you're doing 7-on-7, you're doing all these things, you know, as well as lifting, running. I mean, you know, maintaining a winning program and trying to grow and build and get better is it can be a little bit exhausting. And so, you know, there's certainly a pace to it. And I'm always thrilled for the bye week that we get in 5A to kind of recover and get our guys fresh a little bit. But it is exciting, no question about it. You got a real opportunity in front of you this weekend with a good Memorial team coming into our place that hasn't beaten us at home since 2019. And so, you kind of gone back and forth with those guys over the last few years and have an opportunity, if we play well, I think, to compete and be in that ball game. And then, you know, you get our week off. You know, we'll practice a couple, 3 days during that time. And then, you know, we'll come back and get ready for probably the sectional favorite in Floyd.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about this game with Memorial coming up as part of the Castle Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, a regular season finale Friday night at John Lighty Field inside Castle Stadium. The top-ranked team in Class 3A, unbeaten Memorial, will come calling to the Castle Knights. Well, Doug, obviously you go into this football game, you look at the conference standings, and you know there's a logjam right there for second place. North, Jasper, and Castle all sitting at 6-2. You know, Memorial's already won the championship, but, you know, you can't tell Castle, you can't tell Memorial that there's nothing to play for this week, because maybe a conference championship is out, but there's a whole lot of pride and just a whole lot of we want to get better, play our best football game of the year heading into the tournament.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, if we're competing, regardless of who it's against or what time of year, I mean, we're playing to win. And so without question, I think not falling to third or fourth is a huge priority, and staying in that second place. I mean, second place is not great, but you can't do anything about that at this point. And so trying to stay in that fight, because I think the other two teams have a very good chance of winning. So a loss versus Memorial would obviously drop us in the standings. And so we've got to find a way to come out and play well and compete, which, you know, it's home, it's senior night. You would think on our own turf, it would be fairly impossible to not be excited. Crosstown rival, who we have, you know, a lot of history with, and like I said, kind of gone back and forth over the past few years. You know, there's a lot at stake.
All right, so you talk about this Memorial football team this season. Luke Brown, their quarterback, offensively pretty balanced between the run and the pass. Defensively, they're coming off shedding a pitch out or throwing a pitch out, throwing a shutout against Vincennes this past week. Just kind of overall thoughts on John Hurdy's team.
I think they're a good football team, there's been, people would have thought, hey, you fall off, you lose Fisher and Elsperman and some of those guys, but, and not to mention probably one of the best players in Brochures that I've ever seen play defensively in the conference. So, you think they're going to fall off, and, they come back and run the table again so far. And so, they're a very good team. They're balanced. Maybe not the star power that they had last year, but they're just efficient. They're efficient on offense. They get the ball around to multiple weapons, very balanced. They do a lot, which, in coaching circles, a lot of times can be an insult because so many times you see people try to do too much and they're not good at anything. I think one of the things that stands out about Memorial is how well that they execute a lot of things. And, it really is pretty impressive to see how many different things that they do well. And then on the defensive side of the ball, they just play hard. And, that's something obviously you've talked with me long enough over the years, pursuit, hustle, and effort, tenacity on defense. And so you look across the field and there are some teams that you respect in that light and some that you don't. And you certainly look at Memorial and say they do it the right way. Their expectations are very high for that standard that we also chase, in terms of pursuit, hustle, and effort, and they play their tails off. And so a lot to respect on the other side of football.
All right, so keys to this game. We talk about, turnovers, mistakes, all of that, whether it's week one or week 12 or 13, so that will certainly be a key. But while the emotion that goes into senior night, final game of the regular season, a lot at stake as far as the conference is concerned. So what will Castle have to do to keep that winning streak against Memorial alive at John Lighty Field?
Well, I think, you hit the nail on the head, all the coaching cliches about turnovers. I think field position will be huge. But we're going to have to be able to contain their offense and slow them down and get the ball back in some decent field position, not let them swing field position even if they don't score. And then I think for us, the key is offensively so inconsistent. And, unfortunately, it's been against some of the better defenses in the conference that we've really struggled to manufacture points. I think our offense is going to have to put up some points. And I'm not saying they have to put up, 28 or 35, but I think they've got to put up, a decent number of points and not turn the ball over and be able to move the football and help us defensively as well. So I think, complementary football is going to be huge. The kicking game, offense, defense. I think we've got to click, and play our best football Friday night.
Doug, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. All the best to you and Castle as you continue preparations for Friday's game with Memorial.
Dan, I appreciate it. Always look forward to it. And hopefully we'll be talking again next week.
All right. This has been the Castle Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.